heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson joins us at this time every week. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here. Always enjoy it.
Hey,
thanks for having me.
Good to have you. I want to start with a thing that I think is not your problem, but I think it kind of illustrates an issue. I don't know if you saw this the other day, but I had posted a picture of the trash that is collected underneath the overpass of I-110 at Brent on the north side there. There's often homeless people there, and the trash has become really ridiculous. And some people had said that, you know, this was your problem, but that is not in the city, right? I mean, it's close, but that portion is in the county. Is that right?
No, you're exactly right, Andrew. That's in the county, and the only part of that intersection that's in the city is the southeast corner.
So the southeast corner is in the city. If you go under the overpass and then you go across the way, the southwest over there, which is where the New Baptist is, that's in the city. But
look, you and I periodically talk about this,
but is there ever going to be a sane boundary map between Pensacola and the county?
Maybe, possibly. Yeah, I always thought that would be something, that if we could just square the boundary up so people actually knew where it was and everything else, it would be nice. But I'm not sure where we're gonna get to that day.
Yeah, I know. And I look, you know, Davis and I have this conversation routinely. I'm like, is that in the county? He's like, I don't know. Neither one of us half the time can ever figure it out. Anyway, and I know you can't just fix that problem all on your own, by the way. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, you guys just released and just put up on the line the sea level rise resiliency map. Can you just take a second and tell people what this is intended to accomplish?
Yeah, no. We're looking at things where we may have issues and how far down the road so we can begin planning. There's some good news in it. The good news in it is we really only have two spots that are bad for probably the next 30 years. Those are 9th Avenue and DeVille Street. Those are two places that we know we have the 9th Avenue between Romana and Bayfront, and DeVille between Government and Main. So the idea is to see where we have low spots that will be potentially, if sea level rise comes up, where we have issues, where we have to think about addressing problems. Those are the two most significant places now. After 25 years, we do get more. The good news is compared to a lot of places in Florida, we have very few, but we do have places that will be impacted probably over the next 75 years. And we need to start thinking now, how do we address those things? But compared to like Miami and South Florida, we are so much better off because, you know, the entire part of South Florida has potential to be inundated in 75 years. So, again, I think those are just things that we begin thinking about and are cognizant of and realize what's going on. And certainly it sort of plays into things we already know. Those two streets, we already know we have problems, and those are areas where we have to address some things.
And just so people are clear, this map and the interactivity functions, it's not related to rainfall or flooding. It's entirely related to sea level rise or the potential threat from sea level rise. That's entirely the idea there.
Correct. There certainly can become flooding, especially if, you know, we have a south wind and the tide is up, because the water can't release.
Right.
So those are areas sometimes that we have flooding because of the sea level rise. But you're right, it's a sea level rise issue.
The other thing that I heard you say on Monday, and I wanted to kind of talk about this with you for a second. We were riding the bird scooters, and I rode them, and I have changed not my like love of them, but I think they're cool. They're fun, and I see why people would be appealed, would find them appealing. But you made a comment or two in the press conference. You were talking about DeVillers, and you were talking about DeVillers being really ideally suited to become a pedestrian or bicycle only street, and then other streets being for cars, and almost moving to a situation where some streets are for autos and some streets are for non-automobile traffic. Is that is that the future of the city? Is that what you see us moving towards?
Well, If I said bike ped and only, that's not exactly what we mean, but we do not see as much car traffic through there. We see very slow speeds that are good for bike pedestrian. We've slowed down things dramatically. If you go to Villas, there are enough four-way stops and a variety of other things that you will not build up any significant speed in your vehicle, which makes it perfect for bike ped. And the work that we've done on the sidewalks is great for the pedestrians. The street itself is perfect for bikes. That's the way we'd love for you to enter the city. You probably heard we delayed a couple of improvements on Moose Street for the stadium. When Moose gets that way too, those both will be two streets that we think will be great for bikes and pedestrians to come into downtown from Cervantes, probably from Jackson. And so, you know, if you bike, we'd love for you to cross A Street with the traffic signal, come down to probably Jackson or Gadsden, and then come over to DeVillers and come south. And it's not a bad road at all for you to do that. And so the purpose is to think of where do cars go and where do bikes and pedestrians go. And for the most part, mostly in a neighborhood, we want to keep the bikes and pedestrians out of there. So you're really also thinking of where are your arteries to move people. And that's why when there were some things happening, they wanted to put speed bumps on A Street. And I was like,
what?
If you put speed bumps on A Street, you're going to disperse all the cars into the middle of the grid, which we don't want. So, you know, these are just some things. I mean, again, people come up with all kinds of ideas, and then we have to look at them and say, you know what, that's probably not what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and I remember you having this conversation saying that on A Street, instead of putting bike lanes, you wanted to keep the parking spaces because people drive on A Street, obviously, and they park on A Street just as obviously. Man, if you put speed bumps on A Street, I think the only thing you'll see is a rise in the rentals of jackhammers and sledgehammers. But okay, fine. You know, in the middle of the night, people will be solving that problem.
Listen, I'm exactly there with you, but there were people that wanted us to do that.
That's okay. Mr. Mayor, let me change directions with you for just one second, because I do have a quick question. As you well know, Jewel Canada Wynn has now pre-filed to run for your seat that you're not running to retain next year. Any thoughts on her as a candidate for mayor?
I mean, Jewel certainly is experienced. She's been with the city. She's running two different districts, so she'll be well-known in two different areas. I think she offers some opportunities, some name recognition. As far as what happens in an election, I think that we'll continue to see who joins in the election and what ends up coming out of it. But there's no doubt that Jewel is an experienced candidate, has worked, and has some name recognition on the west side.
Very good. Well, Mr. Mayor, congratulations on the beginning of the one-year pilot program for the Bird scooters. We'll see how it turns out. It's an experiment, and I'm a big fan of trying experiments. Even if you don't think they'll work, sometimes you try something and you get surprised. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
No,
go ahead. We'll see.
No, it was fun. It was fun riding them the other day. You looked good. The only problem was just the rain, but we had a lot of fun. That was nice. Although we did hear that. When old people like us ride the scooters, it all of a sudden makes the scooters not cool. So I'm not sure what has happened one way or the other.
If you and I have the power to dissuade young people from the coolness of electric scooters, I don't know. Is that a public service or a public harm? I'm not sure. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you on Monday.
You take care, Andrew. Thanks.